Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM. With every kernel, every grain, every seed, ADM sees possibilities to improve everyday life. ADM, resourceful by nature.
It's 8:50 and time for our first look at the commodity markets for this Friday morning. Here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Friday morning, everyone. The Midwest Direct Hog markets are called mostly steady today, but fully steady to as much as $1 per hundredweight higher for next week's delivery, amid reports that several plants need additional animals for Monday and or Tuesday and later in the week. Terminals are called steady in a very light volume test. Tops from $46.50 to $48. Peoria called steady today with a top price of $46.50. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Thursday, April 26th, negotiated swine purchases were 13,272 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was $60 to $71. The weighted average was $67.28, a gain of 11 cents from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $44.63 to $56.70, the weighted average $52.40. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 10,388. The base price range was $60 to $74.10. The weighted average, $70.23, a gain of 47 cents from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $47.23 to $55.11, and the weighted average was $52.11.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. And Ed, on Monday, I expect that the NAS report will show that corn plantings around 20%, but the national average, the five-year average for this particular week, is up at 49%, one of the slower starts to the beginning of the planting season.
In the last 5 years. And I think you need to keep that in mind. If you look at the last 30 years, planting is a lot earlier than it used to be. And so we are behind compared to the last 5 years. And we had some very favorable planting weather last year. Right now it's damp on Friends Plaza. We have drizzle falling out there. Just a gray damp day with the temperature at 48 degrees with the rain now falling very lightly. It's a fine mist, but it's just a day to maybe stay in bed a while and get some rest if you have that option. And certainly those that do planting work are not going to be planting today, so there's a good option for you there today. And it does look like weather will be improving for planting here over the next few days. Southern parts of our listening area will have faster access to the fields in north because it's to the south where there is a lot less rainfall. Rainfall in the northern half of Illinois and Indiana, in many cases, 2 to 3 inches, and over an inch just about everywhere. Over the last few days here at WILL, when we add up our numbers, we end up with an even inch. 1 inch exactly here at WILL over the last few days. And we're right in that borderline where north of here, more than an inch, south of here, less than an inch. What we have today is some lingering light drizzle and light sprinkles. We're not looking for measurable rain more than a hundredth of an inch or two across most of Illinois and Indiana the rest of the way today. And tonight there may be a few showers in eastern portions of Indiana and southern sections of Illinois and Indiana, but by and large tonight we're going to have dry weather. And tomorrow, mostly dry weather, although an upper air disturbance will be moving from northwest to southeast across the two-state area and the eastern Midwest, and that could trigger a few scattered showers and thunderstorms during the heat of the afternoon. So that is something tomorrow where there could be a few fields that get a little wet, and that'll slow, of course, the drying for another day. But then on Sunday and Monday, and right now it looks like Tuesday, dry weather. The big question is how much rain will come in the middle of the latter part of next week, and I think there will be scattered showers and thunderstorms returning, but it will be a more summer-like weather pattern, so some places will get it, others will not. So as far as planting goes, gets a little iffy there. I think when you look at the big picture with planting numbers, that's going to slow down the rate of planting a little bit later next week. But on an individual farm-by-farm basis, it's just going to be a case of where the scattered showers and thunderstorms end up developing later next week. So there will be some opportunities for planting again here as we have the temperatures also warming up. So the drying rates are really going to pick up starting tomorrow and really into Sunday. I'm looking at high temperatures across the area, averaging out near 80 degrees on Sunday and into the 80s on Monday. Northern areas will start to turn a bit cooler again on Tuesday. And once we set up another temperature difference zone here, I don't want to quite say a class zone, but once we get a little bigger difference in temperature from north to south the middle of next week, that's when some of the showers and thunderstorms will start to build up once again. So that is the primary concern for next week. But early in the week, it's going to be warm and it's going to be dry. Later next week, it could turn a bit cooler. The best chances of rain, by the way, the middle of next week on are in the southern parts of the Corn Belt southward. So it looks like the Delta may have a little more rain. Of course, they should be a little more along with planting because they can start planting earlier being farther south and warmer than us. But that's one area where there could be some issues next week. And far southern sections of the Corn Belt will have problems. But if the rain next week stays to the south, and that means we will end up having, across the Midwest Corn Belt, a better chance of planting continuing. So that's a look at the growing areas for now. I'm meteorologist Ed Keyser.
The Carl Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carl Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
In the Thursday overnight trading session, Kansas City May wheat opened at 503.5 unchanged, last trade down 1.25. July 502.25 down 1.75, last trade down 1. May wheat at the Board of Trade opened at 504.75 down 2.25, last trade down 2.5. July 519.5 down 1.5, last trade down 2.5. May corn opened at 365.75, up 1, last trade down 2.5. July, 375, down 0.25, last trade down 2.25. December, 373.25, down 0.75, last trade down 2. July 2008, 394, up 0.5, last trade up 0.5. May beans opened at 718, down 0.25, last trade up 1.75. July, 734.75, down 0.25, last trade up 0.25. November, 761, down 1.25, last trade up 1. May soybean meal opened at 193.70, unchanged, last trade down 50. May soybean oil opened at 32.17, down 2, last trade up 13. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Ed Dunn of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Ed.
Hey, good morning, Dave.
Well, it seems to me that plant progress for the corn crop ought to be, I don't know, maybe in the 20, 23, 24% range versus a national average of 49. But one of the things I'm beginning to wonder about is of that 20% that has been planted, how much of it was planted under ideal circumstances?
Right, and that just can, that argument or that question can be argued both ways, because I know we talked prior to coming on the phone here that it was planted in some pretty wet conditions, and that's not in the best of circumstances, and also cool. So you're arguing about plant population, but then there's an argument. The University of Illinois comes out and says that this week in April is the ideal week to plant corn. And so you've got two schools of thought there. And so I think whether you've got varying forecasts or arguments about conditions and how much got planted, that's just all boding towards the extreme high level of confusion in the marketplace right now.
So another week of volatility next week, I would suspect.
Yeah. I mean, you're going to see a repeat of a lot of like yesterday. You know, we start higher. Forecasts are telling us we're not going to get much done through this weekend because we need a drying out period, and then they bring rain in towards the end of next week. So they were talking a very short window to get it done. and then a forecast comes in and maybe pulls some of that moisture back for the end of next week. And so all of a sudden we go from 8 higher to 5 lower. That volatility is going to stay with us.
So the calls for today, I suppose, a little bit trending to the downside?
Yeah, the corn market and the wheat markets are going to be a little lower. Again, the wheat acts a little toppy from a technical perspective, so I'd look for that market to be down 2 or 3 cents this morning. Corn, given the some of these forecasts are predicting a better window for planting next week, Dave, yeah, look for that to stay under pressure. But again, you know, the downside in corn might only be 10 cents from here. That 364 area seems like it wants to hold us in the new crop corn until we know how much is planted, and we closed at 74 yesterday. So look for that to hold, but to start lower today. And then beans, look for us to be a little higher, because again, the argument is if we get the corn planted, maybe we're going to lose beans. So, you know, beans might hold together, but don't look for a big up day.
Thank you much, Ed.
Thank you, Dave.
Ed Dunn of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois. Strategic Farm Marketing joins us every Friday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org.